Stones. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. You know, first off, I went on live stream just a few seconds ago, a couple of minutes ago. I was kind of talking to those folks. I have my contacts in today. I know you can't see me, but I don't have my glasses on. And my contacts are not, it's kind of a work in process. I have problems in one eye from having LASIK done 25 years ago. And so I have to wear a contact in that eye, my left eye, that is, the center of it is hard, like a hard lens. And then it has a skirt around the outside of it, of the regular, you know, like silicone or whatever. And then the other eye, the right eye, that's just a regular contact lens. It's hard to get my vision corrected because I have ghosting in my left eye. In other words, I see two of the same image, not quite double, but it's like smeared. And my optometrist, he's a great guy. He does great work. But I have been his biggest challenge. anyway, I do like to wear sunglasses, so I was trying to get this done. But I may kind of wander off topic a little bit because I can't read my notes. I may kind of get lost. But anyway, we're going to make it through this. Now, you know, when it comes to pairing whiskey and cigars, I mean, there are some combinations that you just think of as a classic and satisfying. And I believe that I am bringing you one of those pairings today as I pair Old Forester 1920, showing that off to the folks on live stream. And I am pairing it with a cigar from CAO. But it's a little outside the lines. This is one of their flavors series, and it's vanilla. It's called the Bella Vanilla. We'll see how it goes. I think it's got great potential. The Old Forester is a bourbon that really harkens back to the Prohibition era. The 1897, 1910, and 1920 are all the Whiskey Row series. And, Old Forester was one of the very few distilleries that were granted permission by the government during Prohibition to continue producing whiskey for medicinal purposes. Whatever I've got, whiskey will handle it. I need a prescription for that. This history is really kind of reflected in the kind of bold and robust flavor that we're going to be seeing in the Old Forester in 1920. Now, this is a classic straight bourbon. pardon me. It is from the Brown Forman Company. The distillery is the Shively. It's an ongoing production. It's not limited or anything like that. This one is a hefty 115 proof. So it's going to have some zing to it. This is fastball material here, since we're in spring training now. It's a non-age statement. The mash bill is 72% corn, 18% rye, and 10% malted barley. Let's go ahead and glass a little of this up. I'm using my the Dalmore nosing glass. I love the glass. I'll show it to those of you on live streams. Got the Dalmore's logo on it. Looks like a very small wine glass. I got that from a friend of mine that worked at, he was a representative for the Dalmore. It's a really great scotch, but that's off topic. Here we go. Oh. Wonderful, wonderful. It's 115 proof. I'm going to short that pour just a little bit, and I can add more to it later if need be. But I have to be able to finish the show. So I will hold it up for those of you on live stream to see. And if you are getting this on the podcast, this the live stream is today, Saturday, and the podcast will drop on about Tuesday. You really should join all of the friends here on the podcast, I mean on the live stream, because it can be kind of entertaining. But if you look at the spirit in the glass, it's a very like deep amber, mahogany kind of color. It's got a little bit of a reddish tint to it. It has some pretty good legs. They're maybe a little thin, but pretty good. Pretty good overall. On the nose, I will say, it's 115 proof. You can imagine there is a little bit of ethanol burn in your nose, but not too much. It's not bad at all. I want to get that out of the way first, because the nose on the spirit gives me a lot of like plums or stone fruit, some brown sugar, some hints of chocolate. And I kind of a really nice note of banana. I like that. So far they're doing good. All right, let's give it a try. Again, as with the nose, there is some ethanol, some alcohol burn on the tongue, but it's not unapproachable at all. It's really good job on 115 proof. The notes that I get are like a real rich dark chocolate. There's vanilla and caramel, and a nice oakiness, and hang on, let me try it again. Something along the lines of, and this might be really more of a kind of a combination of your olfactory and your taste, but I get like a taste of the toasted sweetness on top of a creme brulee. Not really the dessert itself, just where they torch it at the top before they serve it, that part of it. Just that it's from creme brulee, but it's just that toasted sweetness. And then I pick up some fresh roasted coffee, coffee beans, not made, but the actual bean. The finish is fairly short, except the alcohol does hang on for a while, but it's very smooth for this proof. And I pick up some baking spices and a touch of like black pepper, peppery spice. This is really good. 115 proof. You don't want to go too heavy. No. But if you're just going to pour you a couple of fingers in a glass and enjoy a cigar, it's a really good spirit. I'm very, very impressed. I thought the 1910 that I did last week, I thought it was really good. I think this is keeping up with it. You just have to be careful when you're drinking it. So now on to the stick, the CAO Flavors, Bella Vanilla. This particular stick, Vitola, is a Robusto. It's what they call it. It's a 5x48. And I'll take their word for it on a 5. I took a Nika Rustica that was 4.5 and put beside it. And it looked like it's probably about a half inch longer than that one. But it's for me, I prefer a little bit larger ring gauge. I typically don't go under 50, but I wanted to give this a try. So anyway, the origin is the Dominican Republic, General Cigars. The filler is Dominican. The binder is a Connecticut broadleaf, and the wrapper is a nice Cameroon. Now, visually, and I remember, I'm wearing contacts today, so I'm doing my best here. Take my glasses off. My sunglasses, that is. This is a dark tan, bordering on a medium brown. It has, well, basically invisible seams. I catch a part of one seam at about a third from the tip, the foot, but most of the stick, you really can't see the seams. What you can see is tight. I would say even less than minimal veining. There's almost no veining at all, but it does have one very pronounced vein that runs down the stick. And then there's, you know, just some other minor veinings popping up here and there. It does look like it could have a little bit of tooth in it, and it's got a double cap. I hope all of my turning and moving, you've been able to hear all of that. All right, so on to the nose. Now, and I checked this as soon as it was a 5-pack, and so as soon as I opened the cellophane that was around the 5-pack, I put my nose inside it, and I didn't get what I thought I would get. And I'm really not getting it here. I pick up vanilla, but it's not very prolific like the coffee-infused cigars. When you put those to your nose, you smell it. That aroma is very pronounced. This is not that way. The vanilla's in there, but it's mixed in with some notes of cedar and some aged tobacco. It's a very good aroma, but it's a very simple. I was a little surprised. All right, we're going to give it a cut here. Now, today, because this is a 48 on the ring gauge, I am not going to V-cut or guillotine. I'm going to go with a punch. I just feel like if I did a V or a guillotine, it could possibly open it up too much. And this is supposed to be a fairly fast smoke anyway, so don't help it out. Put it to my lips, no sweetness at all. There's nothing on the outside of it that indicates that this is, all right, good punch. That this is an infused cigar. If I didn't know, I wouldn't know. Now, it is supposed to be infused with actual Madagascar vanilla beans, not an artificial spray-on flavor. There's a lot of cigars that they'll have a sprayed-on sweet coating, I guess you'd say, out down near the tip, and so you get a lot of sweetness on your lips. They don't do that with this. This is actual vanilla that is infused into this process. So, without babbling on too much more, let's go ahead and light it up. I am using my Rocky Patel Envoy. I probably could have gone with a cigar that's this small on the ring gauge. I probably could have gone with something not quite so hefty, but I love this lighter. Very surprised at the smoke output. There was a tremendous amount of smoke that came off on the light. Again, it's a smaller gauge cigar. You just don't expect that kind of stuff. I really don't get a lot of vanilla in the draw, just aged tobacco with a little cedar and a little leather. Not much else. There could be a little bit of vanilla hiding back there, but it's not. But it is a very mild and mellow smoke, that's for sure. Got a piece of tobacco on my tongue. All right, let's try them together. Okay. It's pretty good. Let me try it again. The kind of rich and fairly complex flavors of the bourbon really complement that smooth and creamy note or notes, the creamy notes in the cigar. It kind of creates kind of a harmonious kind of experience. I think even cigar connoisseurs that would tend to shy away from quote-unquote infused cigars, I think they would really like this. Not much on the retro inhale either. I mean, really, just some aged tobacco. It is a very, very simple cigar, but not in a bad way. When you paired this cigar with the Old Forester, the 1920, the 1920 really does shine. You have these simple yet pleasing notes in the cigar, and they really complement the caramel and kind of oaky flavors of the bourbon perfectly. And then you have the hints of vanilla in the spirit as well, kind of coming into that mixture. And it really does make a nice, indulgent, and satisfying experience. The creamy texture of the cigar, it does enhance the smoothness of the whiskey. And you get these subtle hints of spice that really kind of provide a nice contrast to that rich sweetness. And just from my point of view, move my glass onto the right hand side. Just from my point of view, when you pair the Old Forester 1920 and this Chao flavor, CAO flavors, Bella Vanilla cigar, the pairing to be for the pairing to be successful, for any pairing, you have to have a nice balance between the two distinct flavors. You know, you're sipping bourbon slowly, you're allowing those complex layers to kind of unfold onto your palate, and each sip with the smoke, it just kind of melds together, and you find that certain flavors are enhanced or muted depending on how they're combined. And that's one of the big aspects of doing this kind of thing. It takes a lot. It's just like smoke and drink, and I mean, you really have to concentrate. If you're just sitting on the back porch with your buddies or your girlfriends, you're telling stories and jokes or watching a game or whatever, and you're not really concentrating on the flavors. But when you sit down and really put your mind to it and allow all of your senses to focus, you can really get some exceptional pairings. All right, for those of you on the podcast, I am going to burn this stick down to the halfway mark, and I will come back and give you an update. And for you on the live stream, I'm going to hold on with you for a little while. See, if you're listening to the podcast, you need to hit up the live streams. I try to give at least a 5-minute indicator that I'm going live. I blasted out a picture of what I was pairing today on all my social medias and said, hey, I'm going live in 5. Here I am. Y'all need to join the live stream. All right, I'll be back for y'all. Hey, stoners. I am back. I will say, as we have moved into the halfway mark and moving through the halfway mark, I do think the vanilla has picked up just a little. You know, the notes have increased slightly, but not much. It is slight. You know, and as you continue enjoying this pairing, you will kind of likely notice how each of the components kind of elevate each other. The vanilla notes that, you know, are in the bourbon are now becoming a little more pronounced in the cigar, and it really adds to the enjoyment. It creates a really great experience of flavor that is, I don't know, greater than the sum of the two parts. There's really not a lot of spice in the flavorings, but the whiskey, being at 115 proof, does bring a spicy component to it, and so that kind of melds with the sweetness, especially that's in the spirit, with the caramel and that creme brulee crust and vanilla and little caramel, when you pair it with this cigar that does just have a little bit of vanilla to it, but other than that, it's mainly just kind of an aged tobacco that's smooth and mellow and easy to smoke. I mean, it really allows you to create or appreciate the complexity of the nuances, especially in the spirit. And quite honestly, I'm sitting here talking, and we're probably only about, the way this is burning, maybe 10 minutes away from being done. So, you know, but I won't make you sit around and listen to all of that. It is kind of hard on, you know, because I'm not Joe Rogan or anything. I don't have like hours of material to just talk about, you know. So those of you that are on the podcast, I'm going to go ahead and burn this down to the band, and I will come back and give you an update. Hey, stoners, I am back. In conclusion, you know, I mean, I can say that the Old Forester 1920 paired with the CAO flavors, Bella Vanilla, it does seem to me like a very classic combination. That showcases, I mean, really kind of an elegance and a sophistication, you know. The cigar's vanilla notes picked up only slightly in the last half. You know, so don't try and get stuck on that vanilla flavored aspect, because it is not like any other kind of infused cigar. And the folks that are on the live stream are probably like, yeah, you said that like a dozen times. Probably more than that, but you know, the podcast and the live stream are two separate things. So I have to tell you guys, and then the podcast people, I mean the live stream people, get it just ingrained into their head because they've heard it so much. But the cigar is a very, very pleasant smoke. The really rich flavors of caramel and oak and vanilla in the bourbon just harmonize beautifully with that light hint of vanilla note in the cigar, and then just the aged tobacco. The bourbon is excellent. The palate notes are wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I do believe that the spirit is probably better than the stick, But the, as I've said, the stick is just a great pairing stick. It can go with pretty much anything, and it will make your you concentrate on the spirit, and will reinforce, underpin that spirit. I would give the spirit, the Old Forester 1920. I would give it probably an 88. As I was going through this, I was thinking maybe 90, but it's really good and it's very approachable to be a high proof spirit. But I think I like the 1910 better. I think I gave the 10 somewhere around a 92. So the 1920, like I said, is very good. And you should definitely try it. I picked up the Whiskey Row series. It was a half bottle of the 1897, the 1910, and the 1920, and it was like $90, where a fifth of any of the bottles individually was like $60. So I get to try and get to pair for you the entire series for less than $100, and I think that was a great deal. And I am very glad I had the 1920, because I'm gonna pair it again. I want to try to, you know, reach out there a little more and see if I can bring in some other nuances from the stick. This stick, I would give it an 80 out of 100. It was really good. It was really great pairing with this spirit, and it would go with pretty much anything. And does allow you to focus on the spirit. It had a very simple profile of some light hints of vanilla that kind of picked up a little bit as we went through the cigar. But predominantly you were getting cedar and leather and maybe a little bit of oak. Not even really any spice off of the stick. So you're really looking to your spirit to give you the complexity. So you can buy the cigar and then you can find a really great complex spirit to pair it with. And I think you would be thoroughly happy. You could pair it with Gentleman Jack, you know, which is a great smooth spirit, but not a high priced or overly complex spirit. But it's very smooth, very mellow, just like the cigar is. I may actually try that. And just kind of see how they do together. So I hope you've enjoyed this pairing as much as I have enjoyed bringing it to you. Leave me comments. Let me know what you think of each of the offerings. If you've tried them together or if you tried them with other things, please hit like, subscribe, share, notify so that you know when I drop new content and you can spread the word. Visit the website. Sticksandstones.com, STICKSNSTONEZ.com. You can see blog posts that I have blogged about all kinds of stuff. Boston Tea Party, and I mean the one from the 1770s. You know, whiskey and cigars and a little bit of everything. Try to be, you know, all inclusive so that everybody can find something. You can also find our old episodes, so you can listen to old episodes from the website. And you can see the page with all of our affiliate partners. Freedom Fatigues, like the shirt I've got on right now. Veteran-owned business out of South Carolina. They're great folks. They make great products. Caliber Coffee. I love Caliber Coffee. It is delicious. That is another veteran-owned business. Definitely need to support those folks. Fanatics. If you are into sports like I am, I'm a Texas A&M Aggie. Whoop, gig 'em. And but they have pretty much any team you support, college, pro sports of all kinds. They even have like band shirts and stuff. So now I don't mean you can't use them. I mean of bands, musical bands. All kinds of stuff. So great folks there too. Of course, Cigars International, where we get our cigars from. Total Wine, where we get our spirits from. And Tip Top Proper Cocktails, buy some pre-mixed cocktails that are made with the actual spirit, not the malt liquor stuff. They are wonderful. Go and watch my video where I reviewed like a half a dozen of their offerings. By the time I got done, I was done for the day. I had six different cocktails. I drank, the cans were like, I don't know, 4 ounce, 6 ounce cans. And I drank all six of them. Whew. But I didn't want to waste anything. So that was a pretty good time. Anyway, until we get to be together again, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold, and have a great day.